I've got Dr. Deb Stroman on the line, UNC professor, longtime sports commentator. Dr. Stroman, good to be with you on the phone today. And before we talk about solutions, give us an update on the problems for people who haven't been keeping up in the last few days. What has happened that has got people talking about refereeing again?
Well, this is definitely a long, long-term issue. And I don't know if we can ever get everybody happy, whether that's the ownership, the management, the players, the coaches. But just this past weekend, it exploded again. NFL and NBA. The NFL, Tennessee Titans were playing the LA Rams. LA Rams are playing really well in the National Football Conference. Well, the Titans tried an onside kick, and the Rams called a timeout before the kickoff, and the referees gave it to them. But later on, it was found that the Rams said that they didn't even call a timeout. And so they did a re-kick as if nothing happened. And also a flag was thrown and no penalty was called. Now, arguably, you could say the Rams are much better than the Titans. It doesn't matter. But when you're talking about the integrity of the game, people are questioning, you know, the NFL refereeing. And as much as people complain about college football refereeing, now people are saying it doesn't matter what level, whether it's the little ones, high school, college, or the pros. The game is just so much faster, and it's hard to catch all the angles.
And in the case of that Rams game, the score was tied, right, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I think they were down
okay.
less than a touchdown going into halftime, which could have made a difference.
Could have made a difference, yeah.
Yes. And then the big one that has everyone buzzing, because you're dealing with the superstar, arguably the world's best basketball player, LeBron James, and the Cavaliers were playing Golden State Warriors. Well, some people say that instant replay possibly ruined the game because it explained the lack of no calls. So the Warriors ended up winning the game, but there were two missed calls that would have given LeBron James four foul shots. Instead, Warriors got the ball. And so when you slow the game down and you look, although from my eye, I saw that there were fouls, Kevin Durant, who was the guilty party, he basically said that, well, LeBron's so big, he should be able to take it. And whereas LeBron says, you know, I shouldn't have to fake it, the call, you know, was pretty obvious to everyone. And so it's just another time where we're all wondering whether or not we should use more technology to assist referees, umpires, and officials because they're visually challenged when you rate them against what technology can do.
So there's a number of issues that sort of crop up there. First of all, we single out these particular calls in these particular games, but I always have to put it in the larger context, right, of the fact that there are a whole bunch of different games that are going on at any given time, a whole bunch of calls that are made within each game. So if there's one call that goes the wrong way here and one call goes the wrong way there, referees in general are making the right calls the vast majority of the time. At the same time, you mentioned it, the game is moving always faster and faster and faster, so it's getting harder and harder and harder for referees to make the right call in any given situation, especially when it's a pivotal moment at the end of the game or the game is close or tied or something like that. So where do you stand on this? What do you think in terms of letting referees be referees versus making it as automated and electronic as possible?
Well, definitely your point that research shows that most referees who've been professionally trained and certainly have been doing it for years, they generally get the right calls. They make the right calls. But, you know, I used to say we need to take technology out or we need to go all in. But I'm thinking maybe that we use referees, officials, and umpires, but at a certain point in the game, then it's okay to go to the videotape or go to the replay. And so perhaps we go with in the last 2.5 minutes of a basketball game, maybe in the last inning of a baseball game or a softball game, so that we blend the two. But I definitely believe that people want objective evidence. With the increase in technology, modern technology, even though it takes up some time and can interfere with the flow of the game, which must be adjusted, I think we owe it to the number of the amount of fan interest plus the effect of gambling and people having such a vested interest in the way games turn out. I mean, this could make a difference with salary bonuses. It can make a difference with seeding for next year and draft picks, which could affect your franchise for years. So we can't dismiss technology, but we just need to make it better. But I do have problems with the way in some sports like the NFL and it seems like the NBA now, it just takes so long to get the call right.
Is that just sort of endemic to the way that the NFL and the NBA or the way that football and basketball are as sports? Because I'm thinking of the sport where they just seamlessly integrated automation in on a fairly regular basis, and that's tennis, right? Where you have you have that system where you can tell if a ball is in or out within seconds, but that's that particular sport. Is there a way to do it in football and basketball to make it faster?
Absolutely, and I think that's happening with the changes and the advances in technology. As soon as we get better opportunity to employ some of this technology, so right now in a basketball game, the referees have to come together, agree whether it's a clear rule that they go look at the videotape, or the head official will say, we need to go look at the tape. Then they huddle first, then they all run over there, then they take turns taking a look. I see one day where with the advances that possibly you could look down at your smartphone or your watch and see the video clip very clear. Also in football, definitely at the college level and in the NFL as well, where they go up to the booth, so to speak, and someone's taking a look. And maybe we could have, some type of employment with the referees where you have that video person. There's only one person who does that. And maybe it's one person for each team or something, and they work together with an independent official so they can just make it quicker. And then why not employ some fun and make the referees be on a clock, so to speak, where they don't get to take 3 or 4 minutes or longer to make a decision.
Speaking with Dr. Deborah Sturman about the role of refereeing and technology and sort of assisting them, are we having this conversation in just a transition time where 5 years from now or 10 years from now, this issue will be resolved and we're just in that transition period where we're figuring out how technology works and it's just a matter of coming up with the right answer? Or is this a debate that's just going to be perpetual?
Sadly, Aaron, I think it's going to just go on forever. Because once you increase the technology, then someone will come up with something else. I know right now there are a lot of startups and big established firms that are looking at what we can do to employ laser lines, on football fields. So you can cross the plane and it will just be all digital read versus using the human eye. But we can go back in time. I was looking at the worst calls in sports in terms of refereeing. There's so many to choose from. I am a Raiders fan on the AFC side, so just remembering 2001 with the tuck rule where Tom Brady actually fumbled. He was tucking it to his chest not to throw, and yet that stays with us today. I'm reminded of in soccer, Frenchman Thierry Henry with the handball. He touched that ball, and it cost Ireland a trip to the World Cup. And then for more recently with Tar Heel fans, I think it was, 2015, we were down 45-37 to number one Clemson. And we tried the onside kick, and the referee said that one of our players had crossed the 35-yard line. So the kick was redone, and Clemson recovered. And Carolina had an opportunity to upset the ACC champion Clemson. So I think this is just going to go on and on, but I am excited about what's happening with all these brilliant minds who are coming up ways to increase the technology in sport and make it a better experience for everyone.
I was wondering about how history would be, like sports history would be different if we had instant replay or technology like this the whole time. I know there are some people in St. Louis who are still upset about the 1985 World Series, too, that could have gone their way.
Yes, there is no doubt. I mean, we could go on and on. In fact, I think the one that made me laugh was in 1990 when University of Colorado, they got 5 downs against Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
Which helped them win that game. Just the perfect game. Armando Galarraga, in June of 2010. The first base umpire ruled that the player was safe on first base with an infield hit when actually it wasn't, and the guy missed his perfect game.
Yep.
So I mean, just go on and on with this technology. But, you know, the game has changed. Now we look at a football game and we see some of the coaches actually up in the booth, so to speak, versus being down on the field. So it's just an interesting time in sport. And we'll see where it all goes. Again, we've got Bright Minds Elementary School now coming up with things that will make a difference years from now.
Sounds good. Although I think there's an upside to the fact that this debate is going to be perpetual. We do love complaining about referees, and we can still do that forever if this debate goes on forever, right?
Well, that's right. And I think it lends itself to great sport conversations. And again, the little side bets, I'm not talking about these hardcore gamblers or anything like that, but it just gives you something to complain about or brag about. And, you know, you do the old thing where you say, just scoreboard, scoreboard, you know, my team won regardless.
Dr. Deb Stroman, Keenan Flagler Business School, UNC professor. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.